Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue is in its third day of its plenary session. The theme of the four-day meeting is truth and charity. The council hopes to produce guidelines that will steer the conversations with other religions in the coming years. Linda Bordoni has this report.
The Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue's main task will be creating new guidelines for dialogue with other faiths. The last such guidelines came out in 1991, when the council published Dialogue and Proclamation. The document called for a balance between dialogue and evangelization and said proclaiming Christ must be done with sensitivity, humility, and respect for other cultures. Bishop Luis Antonio Tagl of Imus in the Philippines is currently in Rome. He says Asia is currently at the forefront of interreligious dialogue.
In Asia, most especially, where we have the major religions of the world, we are becoming more sensitive to the issues of religion and how religions can be a potent way in order to bring people together. And religion should not be a block for our common project in search of a more peaceful world. And so we pursue relentlessly this dialogue with other faiths and other religions, finding ways by which we can communicate and also work together.
The Philippines is one of only two majority Catholic nations in Asia, the other being East Timor. The plenary assembly concludes on Saturday. I'm Linda Bordoni.